Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Creative Work Hour podcast. Today is Saturday, November the 22nd, 2025, and it's fast approaching Thanksgiving, and it'll soon be Christmas, can you believe that? Today we're going to be talking about morning routines, and specifically when it comes to morning routines, what works and what doesn't, and have you changed your morning routines to make them easier and more enjoyable? Alessandra. Interesting topic.
Well, I think it is an interesting topic. And, you can't talk about morning routines that you don't have the relevance of how did you sleep, right? So the thing that I'm working on in my morning routine is how do I better engineer the night before? Like I got the iPhone out of the bedroom and I set up a charging, kind of a charging station in the foyer, but I outsmarted myself with that because waking up in the middle of the night, you go through the foyer to get to the bathroom. And so inevitably, I stop and I look at what time it is. And inevitably, I'll see a notification. And inevitably, I'll be like, ooh, what's happening with my Hive account? And then, then it's like 40 minutes before I go back to sleep. So the thing that I need to tinker with is the get the phone out of the foyer, move the charging station into the kitchen. So I literally went to an IRL department store today during Christmas shopping, which was a little crazy. And I looked at little alarm clocks so I can have something analog that is, on that foyer table that will not interfere with the melatonin and give me the blue light searing through the eyes, keeping me awake. So that's me. That's what I'm working on. And that's not necessarily the morning routine engineering, but it's to give myself a shot, a better shot at having a better morning. How about you, Greg?
Morning routines. Oh my goodness. Well, my morning routine is wake up, take medicine, take coffee, take more coffee, and adjust as the morning goes on. I've tried a few different things for morning routines, and creative work hour, cup of joe, creative work hour, practice not perfect. That's my kind of morning routine. That's my grounding time, my grounding exercises is when I decide what I'm going to work on. And it sets the tone for the rest of the day. I find that consistency with that, attending every day, it's at the same time. It's just productive for the rest of the day to come. If I don't join in, I can tell it kind of shows in ways when I miss a session. But not to steal the thunder from anyone else on the group, but I did try something, an exercise earlier in the week, and that's the morning pages, which another member, and I don't want to steal the thunder that they do, and I'll let them talk about that if that's going to be their share. But I found it to be very, very helpful as well. Whether I can get into the habit of doing that every day, I don't know. But I would like to think that it's something to work towards because it is beneficial. But speaking of that, and speaking of morning pages, and I'm not sure if that's going to be their share, but I'm going to go to Gretchen. And so when it comes to morning routines, what works and what doesn't for you? And have you changed your morning routine to make them more enjoyable and productive?
Oh my goodness. I've had kind of a forced morning routine for so long. When I was an elementary school teacher, I had to be there by a certain time and what had to happen and how. And I've never really been a real morning person. So early on in my marriage, my husband used to like run the coffee under my nose and then set it across the room so I could get out of bed. Literally was just one of the routines that he and I had. He's modified it to some degree now, but he's still kind of, even though I'm retired, he still gets that going for me and the bacon so I can feed Aldo the dog. So having had some kind of set routine for so many years when I was working, after I retired, I went through several phases of what I tried. I do Creative Work Hour has come into play as something that I love getting up there, and it gets me going because it gets me into doing something creative or productive that I have in the morning. At one point, and I still do Mel Robbins' Give Yourself a High Five. It's just a fabulous way. But I did in March start Morning Pages, and that is a really, it sounds like it should be, I'll just sit down and write 3 pages, but it becomes much more. And it doesn't always happen every morning, but the mornings that it doesn't, I recognize throughout the rest since the rest of my day that I it would have been better if I had. I might have been more productive. I might have gotten stuff off my head. I don't always get the 3 pages done. Sometimes I get 2 lines. Sometimes I don't get any. But it's still something that I have come to look forward to. And I think that's one of the things for me that's changed from when I was getting up to go to work. And yes, even though I loved teaching so much, being there with the kids, it was still that kind of grind. This is a thing that I look forward to. And I think for me, the essential part of my morning routine has to be something included that I'm not dreading, but that I really look forward to, that brings me some joy.
Thank you, Gretchen. Shadows, how about you? Morning routines, what works, what doesn't? And have you changed your morning routine to make them easier and more enjoyable?
There's only one way on earth that I can tinker with my morning routine. It would be getting rid of Hobo or getting her permission, whichever comes first, because she's the driver. I'm usually awake around 2:30 or 3, and if I'm not, she will be awaking me. So we've had a little bit of a compromise in that I can spend the first hour, maybe even hour and a half, reading, if I don't mind the periodic interruptions of her standing on the iPad with it laying on my chest. Then I get up, but I do make her wait until I've prepared my morning drink. Then I make their food. Then I have to supervise the eating of said food, or Hobo will eat her food and Tramps. And then about 2 hours later, I make coffee. That decides the morning. Hobo is firmly in charge.
You've not trained her to put the coffee pot on ready for you yet?
Have you ever tried to train a cat?
No. But maybe
They train you.
there's a ChatGPT script that could help with that. I don't know. Maybe not.
The coffee doesn't actually come until 2 hours after I get up.
See, I have to have it almost immediately. Almost immediately.
Well, I have another drink that is actually anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
Coffee actually drives your cortisol up first thing in the morning.
Really? I did not know that. So, what do you drink that's anti-inflammatory?
Oh, it's a mixture. The base of it is cacao and beetroot.
I'm curious about this concoction. What color is it?
Got to be red.
What color do you think it would be with cacao in it?
Oh, of course, I don't know what that is. That a spice? I don't know what that is.
Oh, cacao is the actual cocoa beans. It's in its raw form.
Did not know that. It's a dark substance then.
Yeah, it is. It's not been processed to the point of being cocoa. It's just lightly refined, got all the nutrients that it actually is supposed to have.
That sounds like you, Shadows. Not processed, lightly refined,
Exactly.
and
Or
dark.
refined. I don't go for refined.
And dark. You gotta can't mess that off. So yeah. How about you, Devon? When it comes to morning routines, what works for you and what doesn't? And how have you changed your mornings to make them more enjoyable?
Thanks, Greg. Well, I've been a Tim Ferriss fanboy for a long time. And if you know anything about Tim Ferriss, he's obsessed with morning routines. Wrote a huge, thick book about the morning routines of successful people and all the different variations. So I've tweaked my morning routine many, many times over the years. But as a foundation, I'll say I am a bona fide morning person. So it's just how I'm wired. And most of my adult life, I'd say I've gotten up at 5 a.m. That's the time I get up now. There are times I'm such a morning person. I have been a competitive morning person with work back when we used to go into offices and the like. And there are times when if someone else was a morning person, I made it my goal to beat them into the office and they would respond in kind. So there's times where I've gotten up at 3:30 in the morning just so I would have time to get ready and get to the office first. So yeah, it gets a little crazy sometimes. But my current routine, subject to change without notice, is up at 5, and the first thing I do is I grab a 1 liter bottle of smart water and I drink that and then I refill it and I drink that. So my goal is to get 2 liters of water in me before I have any coffee or tea. And that helps. And I do a lot of news reading. Like my first thing I do is I check the BBC news app to see if, any earthquakes have happened, for instance. There's anything I should know about. And then I check my work email, and then I check my work Slack posts. If I survive all of that, then I go to reading newspapers. I read at least the headlines of at least three newspapers every morning. I'm a news junkie, so I want to find out exactly what's going on, what to expect. And after that, I sit and really just sort of stare off into space for an hour to an hour and a half. And a lot of work gets done. It looks like I'm doing absolutely nothing, but I can tell you a lot of creative ideas, a lot of solutions to problems, and other, useful thoughts come in when I'm just trying to meditate. That's when I pray. A lot happens during that time. And then at 7:30, I do a combination, an exercise routine that's a combination of yoga and kettlebells. Again, shout out Tim Ferriss. And after that, maybe I'll have a cup of tea. Maybe I'll do some more reading, chase some squirrels I may have seen earlier. And then, of course, by 9:45, it's time for Cup of Joe and Creative Work Hour. So I'm at my computer, hopefully already settled, focused, got my plan for the day. And during Creative Work Hour, that's when I'm going to catch my journal up for the coming day. And that's when I'm going to maybe, and then I have a separate journal that's just for more creative or more what I would call morning pages, more of that type of just experiential thing. So that is the rough outline of my basic morning routine as it stands today. And it's working for me.
Thank you, Devin. How about you, Bailey? Morning routines, what works, what doesn't, and have you changed your mornings to make them easier and more enjoyable?
I'm the opposite of Devin, like completely. I hate mornings, and if you talk to me in the mornings, just like expect me to walk away. I am like super bad in the mornings, but I also find them to be the most productive time sometimes. It really depends on when I wake up. I've been trying to wake up around like 6, which is like super early for me, because that's when I write the best. But recently, since daylight savings, I just can't do it. I don't know what happened. So I don't know. I would say my morning routine is inconsistent, but includes three things always, which is music, coffee, and contemplation. It's just that's what I do every morning. I walk outside and look at the sky. I love clouds and drink coffee and then get on here. So, yep, that's about it.
Thank
Never
you,
the
Bailey.
same.
In our room, who would admit to being a morning person? We know we've got Devin. We know we've got Hobo and Tramp for in Team Shadows. Anybody else a morning person that's in our group of co-hosts today?
I'm not a morning person, but I'm more of a morning person now than I used to be, only because I'm too tired by the end of the day now. But so it's like role reversal. I would say I'm probably more of a morning person now.
Yeah, I'm not the good example on morning routines yet. There's still a lot of resistance about that. But I am really curious about our doing another episode that's related to this for the morning pages. So I think that that would be a really fun topic to get into. Yeah, that would be a good one. So I'm wondering in this conversation if anybody thought of anything they want to add based on what someone else said, and maybe you were like, "Oh my God, I was going to say that. I just didn't think of it at the time."
I have an observation, and that is there's one common thread that's run throughout this whole thing, and that is that caffeine is involved in people's mornings in one way or another. And I'm thinking maybe we need to get our heads together. Could there be a Creative Work Hour brand coffee on the horizon?
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe there
ooh.
could.
Yes. And I already have the roaster for that.
I think one of the things that I think one of the things is that it changes. It even though it's the word routine can be seasonal, and it changes. I mean, I grew up on a farm, so routine was very seasonal. My dad grew apples. It was an orchard, so routine was very seasonal, and what happened when and how and stuff. And for me, it's still that way. I change the routine based on what's going to happen. So my routine may only be for a 4 or 5 day period, but it's that routine set for that time. The only really consistent thing is for me is the don't speak to me before I've at least got a third of the way down my coffee cup. And my husband has learned just because he married to an opposite is a challenge. It's wonderful, but it's challenge. He wakes up in full conversation mode with everything, and I'm like, no, not willing to do that. So I think it's that respecting all the different kind of routines, but also cherishing your own.
Devin, what are your thoughts?
Two things. One, I forgot to mention, and this comes from a lot of like recommended morning routines. First thing I do is make my bed, like before I stand up, turn around, and make the bed. So now my bed is very simple. I just use a duvet. It's easy, but that's important to me. And then when I walk past it later in the day, I'm like, well, at least I did that. And the other thing to point out from this recent conversation is just because I'm awake doesn't mean I want to talk to you. And Alessandra knows this is true because in my experience, when Alessandra is awake, she's like fully awake. She's ready to go and start processing things. And so she can get up in the morning and be sitting next to me and look at me and say, you know, I've been working out this proof of the Pythagorean theorem and I'm a little stuck on this part. Would you have to take a look at this? What do you think? Not just look at her. And she's like, oh, too early, right? Too soon. Okay. And then she'll go back to what she was doing.
Well, I could jump in with the coffee thing. So what I have started doing, and we're only at the 22nd of November, so we'll see how long this lasts. But starting November the 1st, I am doing a coffee selfie every morning and a little micro blog. So, less than 100 words of where am I? What's so important about me getting this cup of coffee down me so that I can do the next thing? And so that has become part of my morning routine. And so I've had that tucked away as a short little post on Hive, but I have pulled those out and I've put them on that thing that people call Facebook. I know I said I would never ever, right? But there it is,
Dark
because
horror.
Yeah, so but I like the idea of having our own roast. Now, what would it be like for the likes of this crew to agree on the roast? We might have to have, a couple of roasts to pick from. What do you think,
I've
Greg?
already got our roast in the drawer. I can show you right now. It's called Smart Ass. So I think that fits us perfectly.
Is that an actual coffee brand? Smart Ass Coffee?
Kicking Horse, it's one of the blends of Kicking Horse Coffee Company.
Oh,
And
wow.
is that a Canadian company? Do we know?
Could be. Could
It
be
is.
Canadian.
Aha.
You might want to try Salt Winds, and then you might kick Kicking Horse to the curb.
Ooh, what is that one again, Shadows?
Salt Winds. It's in Nova Scotia. I think Kicking Horse is actually out in BC.
Oh, okay. I like this. Can put this on our 2026 wish list. I
By the
like
way,
it.
I should mention that I am have always been a morning person, which is probably the reason that hobo's been allowed to live.
It's otherwise it would be cat throwing time. Speaking of cat throwing time, I don't know if it's that time ever, really. But Greg, what time do you think it is?
It's that time again. You've wasted some perfectly good time listening to the Creative Work Hour podcast when you could have been doing something else. But just to assure you, no cats were harmed in the making of this episode. We've been talking about morning routines, what works and what doesn't, and if you've changed your mornings to make them easier and more enjoyable. How about you? Let us know. Visit us at creativeworkhour.com and come back next week for another interesting conversation. Thanks for joining us. Have a good week.